And you tell this to a stranger. You endanger your son.
No. I help him by introducing a new enemy. No danger ever threatened us from the broken edge of the galaxy until you came.
I? Well, I am no danger.
There will be more after you. I knew you when you entered. You have a force shield about your body, or had when I first saw you.
Yes, I had.
I was a scholar, and I know that in all the history of atomics, no portable force shield was ever invented. We do have force shields, huge, lumbering powerhouses that will protect a ship or even a city, but not one single man.
I say nothing, but I would like to ask you something. Does Siwenna possess atomic power? I know it possesses the knowledge of atomics, but are its power generators intact, or did the recent sack destroy them?
Destroy them? No. Half a planet would be wiped out before the smallest power station would be touched. They are irreplaceable, and the suppliers of the strength of the fleet. We have the largest and best on this side of Tranter itself.
What would I do if I wanted to see one of these generators?
Nothing. You couldn't approach any military center without being shot down instantly.
You mean all the power stations are under the military?
No, there are small city stations, the ones supplying power for heating and lighting and powering vehicles and so forth. They are controlled by the techmen.
Who are they?
A special group which supervises the power plants. The honor is hereditary.
I see.
I don't say that there aren't cases where techmen have been bribed, but it would require a great deal of money, and I have none. Have you?
Money? No. But does one always bribe with money?
Now, my man, quickly. I've got work to do. You seem a stranger.
I am not of the neighborhood, but that is irrelevant. I had the honor to send you a little gift yesterday.
I received it. An interesting little trifle. I may have a use for it on occasion.
I have other and more interesting gifts, quite out of the trifle stage.
Oh, I think I see the course of the interview. It's happened before. Do you think that I would betray my trust? The Siwanese traitors that preceded me, perhaps. But you're dealing with a different breed now. I'm surprised that I don't kill you myself. Now, with my bare hands.
You are wrong on three counts. First, I am not one of the Viceroy's spies come to test your loyalty. Second, my gift is something the Emperor himself, in all his splendor, does not and will never possess. And third, what I require in return is very little, a nothing, a mere breath.
Something the Emperor doesn't have.
I have waited 3 days to see you, Your Wisdom, but the display will take only 3 seconds. If you will draw your blaster and shoot me, I should be obliged.
What?
If I am killed, you can tell the police that I tried to bribe you into betraying state secrets. If I am not killed, you may have my shield. Does the Emperor have a personal force shield? You can have one.
Where did you get that?
What do you care? Do you want it? There it is.
Is it complete?
Complete.
Ah, and what if I shoot you now and keep the shield?
Do you think I gave you my only sample?
And what is this nothing that you require in return?
I want to see the generators.
You realize that it is forbidden.
I merely want to see them.
And if I refuse?
You have your shield, but I have a blaster especially designed to pierce that shield.
Very well.
All these generators are in your hands?
Every one.
And you keep them running and in order?
Right.
And if they break down?
They don't break down. They were built for eternity.
Eternity's a long time. But just suppose Suppose I were to fuse a vital connection or smash a quartz D-tube.
You would be killed.
Yes, I know that, but what about the generator? Could you repair it?
Sir, you've seen what you asked for. Now leave. I owe you nothing more.
Lieutenant, you can return the microfilm and the time capsule. I'm glad you didn't need to turn them over to Terminus.
I'm just glad to turn over command of the ship to you again, sir.
Good. Set course for the Foundation.
You must be glad to be back home, Lalo.
I am, Gile, I am.
You've been working for a long time. You must need a rest.
Maybe I do, but I'd rather rest in a council seat. I'm going to have that seat, Gile, and you're going to help me. You don't think much of my chances, do you?
Well, frankly, no. Geraint Soot is the cleverest politician on the planet, and he'll be against you. And he fights hard and dirty.
I've got money.
That helps, but it'll take a lot.
I'll have a lot.
Well, I'll do what I can, but don't say that I encouraged you.
Geraint Soot to see you, sir.
Well, very well. Show him in. Quick, Gile, into the next room and turn the speaker down to low. I want you to listen.
All right.
Sit down, Soot.
Thank you. Now then, if you'll state your terms to begin with, we'll get straight to business.
Terms?
You wish to be coaxed. Well then, what did you do on Corel?
You have my report.
It was incomplete.
You were satisfied with it at the time?
Yes, but since then your activities have been significant. We know what you're doing, Mallow. We know how many factories you're putting up, in what a hurry you're doing it, and how much it's costing you. And this palace you have, which sets you back considerably more than my annual salary.
So, beyond proving that you have capable spies, what else does it prove?
It proves that you have money you didn't have a year ago. Where are you getting it?
My dear Such, you can't really expect me to tell you.
I don't.
I didn't think you did. That's why I'm going to. It's straight from the treasure chests of the Commodore of Corel.
What?
Unfortunately for you, the money is quite legitimate. I am a master trader, and 50% of any profit is mine by hidebound contract with the Foundation. The other half goes to the government at the end of the year when all good citizens pay their taxes.
There was no mention of any trade agreement in your report.
Nor was there any mention of what I had for breakfast or the name of my current mistress or any other irrelevant detail. I was sent, to quote yourself, to keep my eyes open. I followed orders. But beyond that, I was and still am a free agent. According to the laws of the Foundation, a master trader may open whatever new markets he can and receive therefrom half of the profits.
It is the general custom of all traders to advance the religion of their trade.
I adhere to law and not to custom.
Look, Mallow. This goes beyond money or markets. We have the science of the great Harry Seldon to prove that upon us depends the future empire of the galaxy. And we cannot turn from the course that leads to the Imperium. And the all-important instrument towards that end is our religion. The primary reason for the development of trade and traders was to introduce and spread this religion more quickly.
I know the theory. I understand it entirely.
Do you? It's more than I expected. Then you understand, of course, that your attempt to trade for its own sake can only end with the overthrow and complete negation of the policy that has worked successfully for a century.
And time enough, too, for a policy outdated, dangerous and impossible. However well your religion has succeeded in the Four Kingdoms, scarcely another world has accepted it. There isn't a ruler in the periphery that wouldn't sooner cut his throat than let a priest of the Foundation enter his territory. I don't propose to force Corel or any other world to accept something I know they don't want. if atomic power makes them dangerous, a sincere friendship through trade will be many times better than an insincere overlordship based on fear and hate.
Very nicely put.
So, to get back to the original point of the discussion, what are your terms?
Can you offer me more than I'm getting at the moment?
You could have 3/4 of your trade profits rather than half.
The whole of the trade on your terms would fall far below a 10th share on mine. Try harder than that.
You could have a council seat.
I shall have that anyway, without and despite you.
You could also save yourself a prison term of 20 years.
What's the charge?
Murder.
Murder? Whose?
The murder of an Anacreonian priest in the service of the Foundation.
Is that so? And what's your evidence?
Mallow, I'm not bluffing. The preliminaries are over. I have only to sign one final paper and the case is begun. Now you have 5 seconds to prevent the punishment due to you. For myself, I'd rather you decided to bluff it out. You'd be safer as a destroyed enemy than as a doubtfully converted friend. Very well.
It was the mayor who wished the preliminary attempt at compromise, not I. Witness that I didn't try too hard.
Well, Giles, what do you make of it?
Well, it's my notion that his ultimate aims aren't spiritual. I was fired from the cabinet for arguing on the same issue.
And what do you think those unspiritual aims are?
Well, suppose one ambitious man uses the force of religion against us rather than for us.
You mean Soot?
That's right, I mean Soot. Listen, if he could mobilize the various hierarchies on the subject planets against the Foundation in the name of orthodoxy, what chance would we stand? As Hardin said, an atom blaster is a good weapon, but it can point both ways.
All right then, Giles. Get me in that council and I'll fight him. And win.
Maybe not. What was all that about murdering a priest? It isn't true, is it?
Well, it's true enough.
Well, it's bad.
Bad? What's bad about it? According to the Foundation's own laws, that priest was illegally on Corel. All I did was to hand him over.
Mello, you've missed the point. Soot isn't out to convict you. He knows he can't do that. But if the people think that you threw a priest to the dogs, your popularity is gone and you'll never get elected to a council seat.
So?
I'll stand by you, but I can't help. You're on the spot. Dead center.
You cut it fine. You got the recording?
Here, take it. It's everything you asked for.
Good. How are they taking it outside?
There's lynch talk. And Publius Manlius' men on the outer planets are already...
I wanted to ask you about that, Giles. He's stirring up the hierarchy against me, isn't he?
It's the sweetest setup you ever saw. As Foreign Secretary, he handles the prosecution in a case of interstellar law. As High Priest of the Church, he rouses the fanatics.
Forget it. You remember that Hardin quote you threw at me last month about the atom blaster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'll show them that it can point both ways.
Well, I only hope you're right.
Sit here and watch the fun.
Right.
Be seated in the court. Ober Mallow, have you anything to say in your defence?
Gentlemen, to save time, I will admit the truth of every point made against me by the prosecution. However, the picture they presented fell short of completion. I ask the privilege of supplying the completion in my own fashion. I begin at the same time as the prosecution, the day of my meetings with Geraint Soot and Jaime Twer. The events of that day were strange. Consider. Firstly, Soot, secretary to the mayor, asks me to play the part of an intelligence agent for the government in a highly confidential matter. Secondly, Twer, a self-styled leader of a political party, asks me to run for a council seat. Now, what were their motives? Consider again. Twer presents himself as a trader, retired into politics. Yet I know of no details of his trading career, although my knowledge of the field is immense. And further, although Twer boasted of a lay education, he had never heard of a Selden crisis. Now, gentlemen, you all know there is only one type of education upon the foundation that excludes all mention of the psycho-history of Selden and deals only with him as a semi-mystical wizard. I knew at that instant that Jaime Twer had never been a trader. I knew then that he was a fully-fledged priest and the bought man of Geraint Soot. I didn't know Soot's purposes with regard to myself, but since he seemed to be feeding me rope liberally, I handed him a few fathoms of my own. I invited Twer to come with me on my mission, and he accepted. That gentleman of the council explains two things. First, that Twer is not testifying against me reluctantly, as the prosecution would have you believe. He is a spy, performing his paid job. And second, it explains a certain action of mine when I interviewed the priest who I'm alleged to have murdered, an action as yet unmentioned because unknown. I got rid of Twer for a moment by sending him out for my officers. In his absence, I set up an audiovisual recorder so that whatever happened might be preserved for future study. With your permission, I am now going to show you a single moment from that record. For some strange reason, the prosecution has made no mention throughout these entire proceedings of the revered George Palmer. The prosecution has advanced no details concerning George Palmer because it cannot. There never was a George Palmer. Playback, please.
It's outside the question. You are here against the law of both Correll and the Foundation. I cannot, in law, protect...
A fast run. Slower. And... stop. Run back slowly. Slowly. Stop. Now, focus in on Palmer's hand. Closer. Onto that bright spot. Fine. Now, gentlemen, I had flooded the control room in ultraviolet light. Those glowing letters, an admittedly naive method of secret identification, are invisible in ordinary light, but stand out in high relief under ultraviolet. Perhaps some of you have already guessed what KSP stands for. Where George Palmer learnt his job, I cannot say, but KSP stands for Corellian Secret Police. I have collateral proof in the form of documents brought from Correll, which I can present to the council if required. And where now is the prosecution's case? They have already made the monstrous suggestion that I should have fought for the missionary in defense of the law and sacrificed my mission, my ship, and myself to the honor of the Foundation. But to do it for an impostor, would Geraint Soot and Publius Manlio have had me fall into such a stupid, odious trap?
Mallow, you put on a beautiful show, so don't spoil it now. You can't seriously consider running for mayor. Mob enthusiasm is a powerful thing, but it's notoriously fickle.
Exactly, so we must coddle it, and the best way to do that is to continue the show.
Now what?
You're to have Publius Manlio and Geraint Soot arrested.
What?
You heard, have them arrested. I control the mob, for today at any rate.
On what charge?
Well, on the obvious one. They've been inciting the priesthood on the outer planets to take sides in the factional quarrels of the Foundation. Charge them with endangering the state. Just get them out of circulation till I'm mayor.
But it's 6 months till election time.
Not too long. Listen, I'd seize the government by force if I had to.
There's still that Selden crisis coming up, and when it comes, I had to be both mayor and high priest.
What's it going to be? Corel, after all?
Of course, they'll declare war eventually.
With atomic ships?
What do you think? Those three merchant ships we lost in their sector weren't knocked out by compressed air pistols. They're getting ships from the Empire itself.
Empire?
It's still there, you know. It may be gone here in the periphery, but in the galactic center, it's still very much alive. I know, I went there. I saw that atomic plants. Anyway, I'm the only man who knows how to fight the crisis.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
What?
I'm going to do nothing. 100% nothing. That is the secret of the crisis.
So, my gracious lord has finally come to a decision upon the fate of the Foundation upstarts.
Indeed. And what more does your versatile understanding embrace?
Enough, my noble husband. You've had another of your endless consultations with your counselors.
And who is the excellent source from which your understanding understands all this?
What does it matter? Why don't you attack now? One ship from the Empire would be enough to blast their planet to rubble, and I know you have five.
I couldn't attack their planet even with a dozen.
And how long would their planet hold out with their trade ruined and their cargoes of toys and trash destroyed?
Those toys and trash mean money. A good deal of money.
But if you had the Foundation, you would have all it contained. It's been 3 years since that barbarian came with his magic sideshow. It's long enough.
I lack the resilience to withstand your rattling mouth. You say you know I have decided. Well, I have. There is war between Corel and the Foundation.
I'll give you your chance, Soot. I don't need you, but I can use you. So I'll tell you what it's all about, and then you can either join me and receive a place in a coalition cabinet, or you can play the martyr and rot in jail.
You've tried that once before.
Not very hard. The right time has only just come. Now listen. This is a Selden crisis we're facing, and Selden crises are not solved by individuals, but by historic forces. The solutions to the various crises must be achieved by the forces that become available to us at the time. In this case, trade.
I hope that I'm not of subnormal intelligence, but the fact is that your vague lecture is not very illuminating.
Then let us become very simple and specific. Corel is now at war with us. Consequently, our trade with her has stopped. But in the past 3 years, she has based her economy more and more upon the atomic techniques which we introduced and which only we can continue to supply. Now, what do you suppose will happen once the tiny atomic generators begin to fail? And one gadget after another goes out of commission? The small household appliances will go first. After half a year of this stalemate, a woman's atomic knife won't work anymore.
Oh.
Her cooker begins to fail. Her washer doesn't do a good job.
And is that what you're pinning your hopes on? A housewife's rebellion? A sudden uprising of butchers and grocers?
No, of course I'm not. I expect, however, a general background of grumbling and dissatisfaction, which will be seized on by more important figures later on.
And what more important figures are these?
The manufacturers, factory owners, and industrialists. After 2 years of stalemate, the machines in the factories will begin to fail. Those industries which we have changed to atomics will find themselves very suddenly ruined.
The factories ran well enough before you went there, Mallow.
Yes, Soot, so they did. At about 1/20th of the profits. With the industrialist and the financier and the average man all against him, how long do you think the Commodore can last?
As long as he pleases. As soon as it occurs to him to get new atomic generators from the Empire.
You've missed everything, Soot, and understood nothing. Look, the Empire can replace nothing. The Empire has always been a realm of colossal resources. They've calculated everything in planets, in stellar systems, in whole sectors of the galaxy. Their generators are gigantic because they thought in gigantic fashion. Our generators have had to be the size of our thumb because it was all the metal we could afford. This whole war is a battle between those two systems, between the big and the little. To seize control of a world, they bribe with immense ships that can wage war, but lack all economic significance. We, on the other hand, bribe with little things useless in war, but vital to prosperity and profits. And it's still the little things in life that count, Soot. And Asper won't be able to stand up against the economic depression that will sweep all Corel within 2 or 3 years.
Oh, no. You are not the man.
You still don't believe me.
I don't trust you. There's nothing straight about you, no motive that hasn't another behind it, no statement that hasn't 3 meanings.
You mean there'll be no compromise?
I mean, you must get out, by free will or by force.
I warned you of the only alternative to cooperation.
And I warn you, Hober Mallow of Smyrno, that if you arrest me, there'll be no quarter. My men will stop nowhere in spreading the truth about you. And the common people of the Foundation will unite against their foreign ruler. They have a consciousness of destiny that a Smenian can never understand, and that consciousness will destroy you.
Well, now that you've made a martyr for the cause, what next?
It was not the Soot I used to know. He's completely blinded by hatred for me.
All the more dangerous, then.
Dangerous? Nonsense. He's lost all power of judgment.
You're overconfident, Mallow. You're ignoring the possibility of a popular rebellion.
Once and for all, Giles, there is no possibility of a popular rebellion.
You're sure of yourself.
I'm sure of the Selden crisis and the historical validity of its solutions, externally and internally. To paraphrase that famous Salvor Hardin quote of yours, it's a poor atom blaster that won't point both ways. If Corel prospered with our trade, so did we. If Corellian factories fail without our trade, so will our factories fail and our prosperity vanish. And there isn't a factory, not a trading center, not a shipping line that isn't under my control, that I couldn't squeeze to nothing if Soot attempts revolutionary propaganda. So, by the same reasoning which makes me sure that the Corellians will revolt in favor of prosperity, I am sure that we will not revolt against it. The game will be played out to the end.
So you're establishing a plutocracy. You're making us a land of traders and merchant princes. Then what of the future?
What business of mine is the future? No doubt Selden has foreseen it and prepared against it. There will be other crises in the time to come when the power of money has become as dead a force as the power of religion is now. Let my successors solve those new problems, as I have solved the one of today.
Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition, entry, Corel. After 3 years of a war, which was certainly the most unfought war on record, the Republic of Corel surrendered unconditionally. Hober Mallow took his place next to Hari Selden and Salvor Hardin in the hearts of the people of the Foundation.